Everybody grab your Bibles, hold them in the air. Say this with me, say this is my Bible. My Bible is the Word of God. And God's Word is devil destruction power. With my Bible, I can defeat the devil every single day. This is my Bible. My Bible is the Word of God. And God's Word is the revelation of His will for my life. Whatever it says I am, that's what I am. Whatever it says I can do, I can do it. Whatever it says I have, I claim it in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you for the opportunity we had to hear your word, to teach your word, to preach your word. But most of all, Lord, help us, enable us to be doers of your word in Jesus' name. Father, I rebuke the devourer who will try to steal the word from your people. I come against him right now in the name of Jesus. He will not steal the word from your people today as they learn and grow in the name of Jesus. Amen. God Amen. Bless you. You may be seated in God's presence. We are continuing in our series of lessons on A's for active aggression against the devil and demons. Praise God. Amen. Does anybody remember how many A's I told you there were?
Five.
No, I think I told you 10.
No, five.
No, we taught five of them last week. We taught five last week, but I told you 10.
Okay.
Well, I found out this morning. See, I'm just a messenger. I'm fine. I'm just a messenger. I found out this morning there's actually 12. I got two more this morning. Praise God. So this will be going for one more week. So I don't want to give you all, try to give you the next seven today. So we'll try to hit maybe three or four today. And then we'll deal with the rest of them next week on Easter. Praise God.
Amen.
I think this message makes the perfect Easter message. All right. Does anybody remember?
Yeah.
Last week, what the first five A's we discussed, anybody remember what they were? That's open book test. All right, so go over it with me. Let's go over it together. Let's be in harmony. First one. Second one. Third one. Fourth one. We're not in harmony, y'all. We're going. Listen, class. Let's get in harmony. Let's have symphony here. Praise God.
Amen.
Synchronization. Let's go over them one more time. First one, affliction. Second one, adversary or adversity. Third one, advantage. Fourth one, ascension. Fifth one, annihilated. Praise God. The first thing we learned is that the first A is affliction. Well, actually, affliction and adversity are the same thing. We learned that God is not the source of affliction or adversity. And from the second A, we learned that affliction and adversity comes from an adversary. Praise God. Adversity comes, that's the word, the origin of the word adversity, or the root of the word, determines that there is an adversary. Many times we blame God for adversity, making him our adversary when he wants to be our friend. Amen.
Amen.
Anybody who beats me up every day, if you know, I don't know about you, but I grew up in a tough neighborhood, praise God. And I had to run daily. I had to hide and duck on a daily basis. Now, some guy who's threatening to beat me up every day and then goes around telling everybody I'm Troy's friend, do you think that he's telling the right thing?
No.
No. He going around saying, I love Troy. And then he going, as soon as he see me, he cold cocks me. Pop! my friend? No, my friend is somebody who protects me, who takes care of me, who keeps me from getting beat up all the time. Praise God. Amen. Thank God I had a few of them. They just couldn't be around me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Amen. So, affliction doesn't come from God because he's your friend. Amen. Amen. We learned last week that God is for you. He's not against you. So affliction or adversity comes from an adversary. But sadly, we can give the adversary an advantage, is what we learned from the third day. We are able to give him an advantage. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 tells us that we are not to be ignorant of his devices, the enemy's devices, lest he get an advantage over us. Praise God.
Amen.
Our sins, our iniquities, what we do or do not do, can open the door for the adversary to have an advantage in our lives. Praise God.
Amen.
But the good thing, and this is good to learn on Palm Sunday, Jesus died, was buried, and was resurrected. Praise God.
Amen.
Too many churches stop right there. Matter of fact, we celebrate Easter Sunday next week, the resurrection of Jesus. But I'm so glad that Jesus didn't even stop at the resurrection. He ascended on high, praise God.
Amen.
Now, some people think, well, Jesus said, okay, I did everything I need to do. I'm leaving it in y'all hands now. Bye. No. Jesus ascending on high, being at the right hand of the Father, was to our advantage. You see, because when he ascended on high and sat at the right hand of God, he showed himself victorious. Glory to God.
Amen.
And he placed himself above all. That's the song we just sung. He became above all powers and principalities and rulers over the darkness. And then not only did that, but positionally speaking, each and every one of you that have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that are living according to what he has commanded you to do and are walking with him, you are also seated with him in heavenly places from a positional aspect. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. You may not be seated there physically, but the fact that you have a seat next to him means you have authority with him right now. Glory to God. And we're going to talk a little bit about authority today. But all Satan, demons are all under the feet of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
You are the body of Christ. So where are Satan and demons at? Under your feet. You ain't got no business going around getting beat up by the devil. Well, how you doing? Well, under the circumstances, I'm doing all right. What are you doing under the circumstances? Praise God. You are the head, not the tail. You're not being sat on. You are here. Praise God.
Amen.
You are the head. We might say it today. You are the head, not the butt. Amen.
Amen.
You're not being sat on. You are standing up. Praise God.
Amen.
So you are ascended with Jesus. The fifth one we learned was annihilated. Jesus defeated Satan and destroyed all his works. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14, it says that he destroyed him who had the power of death. That is the devil. That means he made all of his works ineffective. And then you might ask, well, why is the devil still causing me so many problems? Because you ain't standing on what the finished work of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
It ain't up to Jesus now. He did everything he needs to do. He's giving you all the authority. We're going to learn about that in a minute. But you got to take your stand and do something. Praise God.
Amen.
You are a partner with God in bringing about souls to know Jesus as Savior. You are supposed to be world changers. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible tells us that in the book of Acts, they turned the world upside down. You and I are supposed to be turning the world upside down. The world ain't supposed to be getting an advantage over us. Satan is the ruler of this world. We are left in this world to snatch people from the bondage of satanic opposition. Glory to God. And that's why we need to learn these A's. So let's go to the next A, which is authority. Say authority.
Authority.
Say authority.
Authority.
Glory to God. Let's look at Luke chapter 10. Because Jesus ascended, you have authority. Because Jesus annihilated the devil and made his works ineffective, you have authority. If Satan is able to do things to you, it's because you're not exercising your authority. Praise God. If you just can't seem to keep yourself from visiting that prostitute, it's because you're not exercising your authority over your desires. Praise God. If you cannot just seem to keep yourself from taking that crack pipe and just putting it to your mouth, you're not exercising your authority. Praise God.
Amen.
I said praise God.
Amen.
If you can't seem to get yourself up in the morning and go to work, and so you keep losing jobs, it's because you're not exercising your authority over your lazy body. Praise God.
Amen.
I said praise God.
Amen.
You need to learn to exercise your authority. You need to learn to stand against the wiles of the devil. As you're going to learn a little bit, you do get attacked. But it doesn't mean you got to get beat up. Praise God.
Amen.
There's a difference between getting attacked and getting beat up. We're all going to get attacked. But we ain't got to get beat up. Amen.
Amen.
You need to learn to exercise your authority. We all can understand authority because most of us have authority in some realm, some region, some area. But let's look at the scripture first, and then we'll explain a little bit more about authority. This is one of the most important truths. One, I'm not saying it's the only important truth, but it's one of the most important truths I learned early as a young Christian. Praise God. And I really believe this is one of those truths that really saved my life. Matter of fact, I first came upon it by accident. But let's go to the scripture first, and then I'll tell you a little bit. Luke chapter 10, begin at verse 17. It says, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us. Through thy name, praise God.
Amen.
Do you know that the devils, the demons, are subject to you?
Amen.
The devils and demons, you ain't got no business being scared of demons. Unless you in sin. Amen.
Amen.
But if you're living holy, and I'm not saying living perfectly, amen. I'm not, you should be striving for that. But I'm saying that if you're doing the best you can, you're not watching things you know you ain't supposed to be watching on the internet. You ain't creeping in places you know you ain't supposed to be creeping at. You know, and immediately when you find yourself in sin, you asking God to forgive you. You should not be sitting there scared of devils and demons. Praise God.
Amen.
They should be scared of you, not you of them. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. I'm gonna share some things with y'all. I might have to stay up just on this one alone. This may go a little bit longer than I thought.
Amen.
But he says, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name.
Amen.
And then Jesus goes on to say, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Satan is a fallen being, praise God.
Amen.
He's defeated. He ain't got a leg to stand on unless you give him one. Verse 19, behold, I give unto you power. Say power.
Power.
Guess what God gave you?
Power.
Oh, he gave you power. Well, Pastor, I don't feel it. It's by faith, praise God.
Amen.
I give you unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Glory to God.
Amen.
Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Glory to God.
Amen.
The devils are subject unto you. Satan and demons must obey you. You don't have to obey them. I don't have to obey the devil when he tells me, ooh, you need to go look at that webpage. Ooh, you need to go do this and do that. Ooh, you need to cuss her out. Look at the way she treated you. Ooh, you need to go off on her. You need to show her you from Trenton. You don't play that kind of stuff. Oh, yeah, the devil's told me that many times. Amen. And I say, devil, I sure ain't going to do that. Matter of fact, I'm going to pray for her. Amen. Just make the devil real mad then. Praise God.
Amen.
You see, all of us have authority. So all of us understand authority. We either have exercised authority in some way, or we are under someone else's authority. How many of y'all got jobs? How many of y'all work for somebody?
Yeah.
How many of y'all have ever had a job?
Yeah.
How many of y'all ever worked for somebody?
Yeah.
How many of y'all have had parents?
Yeah.
How many of y'all have lived with your parents? So you all understand authority. You see, because when mom, I don't know, well, man, I need to talk about myself because I ain't lived with y'all. But when my mom told you to do something, it better get done. Praise God. She had authority. And she didn't have to whoop you. She just gave you that look. And you knew it better get done. Or else the belt's coming. But then, when you mess up, then mom tells you to go get your own weapon of execution. Go out and get me a switch.
No.
Oh, and don't be stupid enough to go out and get one of them little switches. Because then my mama beat you with that, and then she said, now go out and give me a better one. Well, whenever I go visit my mom, I like to tease her about that kind of stuff. She feels all embarrassed. I wish I hadn't done that. But then I try to comfort her and say, well, it kept me out of jail. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, that's the problem with a lot of these young people nowadays.
Yeah.
They want to call it child abuse these days.
Yeah.
They sitting in jail talking about, well, my mom would have done that to me. I would have whooped her. That's why you in jail.
Yes. Yes.
That's why you in jail. Mom didn't get to whoop you. Mom kept, she kept saying, oh, that's my baby. He does whatever he wants. And then she's crying. Why my baby in jail? Because you ain't whoop him.
Yes.
I probably haven't watched Fox News in over a year because, well, my own personal business. I just don't like certain things, certain biases, whether it's CNN or Fox News or whatever. Whether it's left or right, I don't get into it. But one time, I did watch an episode of Bill O'Reilly. And he had a prisoner who wrote him a letter who told him, I wish that my father had beat me. He said, if my father had whooped me, I would not be in this prison right now. Praise God.
Amen.
So children, y'all may not like them spankings, but one day, I didn't appreciate it when I was young too. I thought she was just mean. I'm telling you, but now, I haven't spent one day in jail, praise God. The one day that the cops did come to my house because I played hooky from school, my mom tore my behind up so bad. Cops never paid a visit to my house ever again for me. They ain't have to worry about that no more.
Yeah.
I was thankful. I made sure the cops, after I got that whooping, the cops never knew my name again.
That has to be a joke.
It's a serious thing, boy. So, what I'm telling you is being under authority helps you, praise God. So, if you had parents that told you what to do, you learned something about authority. And if your parents told you what to do and they trained you right, then when you got older and you became a parent, you knew how to exercise your authority. Praise God.
Amen.
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 You became a supervisor. I've been a supervisor. I've been a work leader. I've done it all. You learn how to tell people what to do in order to get the job done. Because usually, if you have authority, there's always often somebody above you that has more authority than you, praise God. And if you ain't exercising your authority correctly, guess what? You get replaced. So, basically, this is to illustrate how we are to exercise our authority in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Think about the policeman. How many of y'all driving and you see policemen when there's heavy traffic or the lights not working and stuff like that, and you got a policeman stopping this car and telling the other one to go and stuff like that. How many of y'all, when it comes to you, you stop? Yeah. We all do. Now, you may be late for work. You may be in a hurry. And you're just ready to run. But when that cop pulls up his hand, you may have a stronger car. Your car may be able to kill that cop. But guess what you do? You respect his authority. And you stop. You may be sitting there mad, fuming. Why is he just letting all these other cars go? I'm late. But guess what? You ain't moving nowhere until he says go, right?
Yes.
Because you respect authority. Well, see, Satan is bigger than you. He's got more power than you. If you was to try to get into a fisticuff with Satan, he would destroy you.
Yes.
Because he's an angel. He's a fallen angel, but he's still an angel who has great power. It only took one angel to destroy a whole army, King Sennacherib's army, in the book of 1 Kings and in Isaiah. It only took one angel to destroy a whole army. So you can't whoop Satan with your fists. But when you look at the Bible, in verse 19 it says, "Behold, I give unto you power." That word power comes from the Greek word exousia, and it means authority. He says, "I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy." That word power there is a different word, which is talking about miraculous power or mighty power, praise God. Satan has miraculous power. The Bible says that in the last days he's going to perform lots of lying signs and wonders. But you have authority over his miraculous power, praise God.
Amen.
Just like that policeman has the authority to stop the truck from moving forward, you have authority. Now, if that truck decides that it's going to move forward, the cop has to jump out of the way, guess what? He's got the whole police force on his back.
Yeah.
If it happens in Cranston, he keeps trying to run, he's going to have Cranston police force on him, he's going to have Providence police force on him, he's going to have Rhode Island State police force on him. They ain't going to get it, praise God.
Yeah.
Well, if the devil knows he has to respect your authority because there's somebody bigger than him.
Mm-hmm.
So, even though he may have more power than you, when you tell him, "Devil, leave my home," he can't use his miraculous power to say no. He's got to leave. Because if he don't leave, then Jesus is going to come and say, "Excuse me, what did my servant tell you to do?" "Oh, I was just going. I was on my way out. Sorry about that, Jesus. just packing my stuff." See, you have authority in Christ Jesus, praise God. What you got to learn to do is exercise it. See, the devil, he's going to bring affliction. There's no doubt about it. He's going to bring trouble. He's going to bring adversity. But you have been given authority because of the ascension of Jesus and the annihilation of Satan, praise God.
Amen.
What you got to learn to do is to exercise that authority. I told you earlier I came across this by accident. I was only saved maybe, I think, let me see, I gave my life to Christ in July, so July, August, September, October, November, December. So 5 months after that, you know, I still didn't know a lot of these truths that I know now. I was still learning, I was reading my Bible every day, but I wasn't under a teaching ministry around that time. And I remember when my wife was giving birth to Trisha, and you know, we stayed there all night, and until she finally, you know, the stubborn child finally came out, and she's still stubborn too. Goodness, I just want her to get out before tax time so I can get my exemption. They told me if she delayed until January, I didn't get my exemption. So I was praying, "Get out! Come out!" No, I didn't do that. But I remember after that night, you know, spending some time after she was born and being with her and spending a little more time with my wife until the doctors finally chased me out of there, because if it wasn't for them, I probably would have stayed there all night. And so I'm in the elevator and I'm going down. And so I finally get to the floor. And that elevator would not open. That elevator door just wouldn't open. So first I'm like, what's going on? And it wouldn't open. So finally, I don't know how it just came out. I just said, in the name of Jesus, I command you to open. And the elevator door just opened. Now, I still didn't have enough sense at the time to understand what had just happened. But but I know the Holy Spirit at the time was working through me. Praise God. And it was later on down the road that I began to learn these truths. And since then, I've had to deal with devils. I've had to deal with demons. And I've seen God work miraculously. Glory to God. Amen. Let me tell you, I got so many stories I could tell you, but I'm going to tell you maybe just one. And this one, see, you don't have to always get credit for something or be around for something to happen. The God and the devil knows what's going on. I remember I was at a church where I was supposed to be leading the prayer service. And there was a demon-possessed woman that came there. And so they took her up in another room and kept trying to cast the demon out of her. And I walked up there, but the demon just wasn't going to leave her. And so I tried to get involved, something happened that was hurtful to me I was ordered to stop standing around and get back downstairs and lead the prayer service. It was said to me in such a way that it was very painful. But you know what? I said, I forgive, and I walked back downstairs, and I began to conduct the prayer service just like nothing had happened, praise God. Amen. And I led the people in prayer, and I said, there's a demon-possessed woman up there right now, and they're having trouble casting the demon out. But I began to speak. I said, I got authority in the name of Jesus. And Satan, I command you, get out of that woman in Jesus' name. Amen. And later on, she told me, she didn't tell me, but she told somebody else. She said it was then that spirit left her. Praise God.
Amen.
See, the devil knows who has authority over him. Hallelujah. Amen. And if when you have the right attitude, when you forgive people, the devil has no advantage over you. If you be nasty to people, you treat people like dirt, then the devil you have no authority over him, praise God. But when you treat people kindly and you forgive people, then Satan has no way to not obey you. Glory to God.
Amen.
So you have authority over Satan in your home. You have authority over sickness and disease. You have authority over sin. You have authority over your children acting up. Praise God. When those evil spirits acting up through your children, you just cry out in the name of Jesus. You evil spirit motivating my child, I command you to stop it right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You don't have to do it in front of your child. Don't embarrass your child. Amen. Just walk away like I had to do on a few occasions. Because instead of dealing with the spirit, I would have dealt with my child. And I just command that evil spirit to stop messing with my child in Jesus' name. Praise God.
Amen.
Glory to God. And you have that authority. You just need to walk in it and exercise. We're going to teach this subject in more detail later on down the road. Matter of fact, the Lord is dealing with me with teaching a series on deliverance from demons. Praise God. Amen. And we probably will be teaching it sometime next month or the month after. But we need to learn about deliverance. We need to learn. Baby. Shh. Thank you. We need to learn how to exercise our authority in Christ Jesus. This will work over demons. It will work over devils. It will work over sin. Now, what I don't want you to do, and this is why I got to spend a little bit more time on this, because sometimes people hear this stuff. And when we teach on deliverance, I'm going to emphasize this again more. Do not be looking for demons under every rock and every tree. Amen?
Demon, 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 demon.
Don't do that. We've had people that done that. We've had people that worship here that did that. They got to look. Everything's a demon. Not everything's a demon. Some things are your flesh. Praise God. Now, yeah, Satan may be motivating it, but But you don't have to cast a demon out every time you somebody's acting crazy. Sometimes you just need to teach them the word of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah. Many things I've had to deal with in my life, temper, whatever have you. I've gotten rid of it simply by studying this book and saying, okay, I will never yield to Satan in this area ever again. And I didn't have to. Glory to God. Yeah. I found out the Bible, Paul said that he keeps his body under subjection. In other words, I control my body. And the Bible tells us just don't yield to the lusts of the flesh. Walk in the Spirit and don't yield yourself to the lust of the flesh. You don't have to cast a demon out of every single thing. But then, on the other hand, there are demons that might be working through some people and some of you. If you can't seem to ever get control of certain areas of your life, then maybe you do need deliverance. Praise God. Mm-hmm. And we're here to help you get that deliverance. Mm-hmm. Maybe there is a generational curse that you need to break if you can't seem to break it on your own. Maybe there is a soul tie you have with some guy or girl that you need broken over you. Maybe that drug habit or that lust habit that you cannot seem to get off, that pornography. You cannot seem to stop smoking that cigarette. You cannot seem to stop putting that crack pipe in your mouth. Maybe there is a need to cast an evil spirit off of you. Praise God. But even then, you've got to know your authority. So that when the evil spirit comes back, because Jesus said they will come back, you've got to learn to say, uh-uh. Because you can't keep coming. You can't call pastor every night at 1 o'clock saying, that demon came back. You got to help me cast it out again. I'm going to hang up on you. Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
It's right. Because if I teach you and you don't obey the teaching, why am I going to waste my time? Praise God.
Amen.
You would do it. So you've got to learn to deal with these evil spirits. Jesus, he casted out evil spirits with the word. He dealt with, he simply commanded them to go, and they cried out and they left. He said that that same authority has been given to you. Look, turn with me to Mark chapter 16. See, the demons know who got authority over them. In Acts chapter 16, Paul had been mightily partnering with God in bringing healing and deliverances and all kinds of miracles. God was working through Paul, praise God. Mm-hmm. Just like he wants to work through you right now. See, we need to... This church should be a miracle-believing church. It's not enough just to have the teaching of the word. We got to have the spirit as well. Hallelujah. Amen. The teaching comes first to build the foundation so that you don't get involved in all kinds of weird stuff, because that's what happens in a lot of charismatic churches like ours. If they don't get a foundation of the teaching, then they get involved in all kinds of weird stuff. Prophetic utterances go out. We should be having a lot of prophetic utterances here. Hallelujah. Amen. We should be having tongues and interpretations here. Praise God.
Amen.
But no one should give a prophetic utterance or a tongue and interpretation or a word of wisdom or a word of knowledge that goes outside of this book. Once that happens, and if you don't know what this book says, you'll fall for anything. Somebody can prophesy something over you, and they'll prophesy the devil into you because you don't know what the book says. They'll tell you, oh, the Lord told me that you have cancer and you're going to die. If you don't know how to stand against that, you'll get cancer and die. Praise God, because words are powerful. Mm-hmm. If somebody lays hands on you, that's even more powerful. That's powerful for evil anointing as well as a spiritual godly anointing. So if you don't know how to rebuke somebody and tell them, uh-uh, I don't receive that in Jesus' name, the Bible tells me that by his stripes I am healed. If you don't learn this word, then you'll fall for anything. It don't even have to be a prophetic utterance, praise God. You can go to different services and you can hear preachers preach. And if you don't know the word of God, you'll believe what a lot of these people say. Let me tell you something. I go to a lot of different services a lot of times. I go to more church services than most of y'all here combined. Glory to God. I've heard a lot of different preachers preach. And I'm telling you many times, and my wife knows me, I have to shut my mouth. I got to say, there's a few times I told maybe the pastor who I think, who agrees with me next to me, I say, that ain't in the word, praise God. I've heard preachers say some crazy stuff. And it's not because I'm a better preacher than anybody else, it's because I know what this book says. And a lot of preachers, they don't, I'm gonna be honest with you. A lot of preachers don't study. A lot of preachers don't know this book. They'll find a text when it's time on the day they try to preach. Or, if you go to bookstores like I do, especially Christian bookstores, they sell sermon outlines for preachers who ain't got time to study on their own. So they can pull a text from any sermon outline and preach, and you wouldn't even know it because you ain't studying the Word of God either. Praise God.
Amen.
That's why you need to really get into this book for yourself so that you are not fooled by or deceived by any person who claims to be a man of God. Whether that is another church or whether that man is even your pastor, even here. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
I don't have a problem if I say something and somebody calls me out on it as long as they show me what the Word of God says, and then I'll repent. But you sit up there and say, well, pastor, I disagree with you on that. Well, where's your scripture? Well, I don't have any. It's just that my last church taught me this, that, and that. Well, they lied to you. Praise God. That's what I tell you. Because I love you. Amen. So you can't just believe anything anybody says. You've got to know what the Word of God says. But in Acts 16, y'all thought I forgot about that. In Acts 16, Paul was mightily being used of God. I hate the word used because I don't like that word. John Bevere turned me off on that word. But God was working through Paul. Mm-hmm. And so then some seven sons of Sceva saw what God was doing through Paul. And so they thought that they could use the same method that Paul used. So they found a demon-possessed man. They go up to him and they say, we adjure you in the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches. And that demon said, Paul I know, Jesus I know, but who are you? And that demon rose up and beat all seven of them and had them running down the street naked, praise God. I'm telling you, that's messed up, ain't it, honey? The demons know who got authority over them. They not only knew Jesus, they knew who Paul was. The demons know if you got authority over them or not. I was reading just a couple of days ago about a large charismatic church. They didn't mention the name of the church, but they brought a demon-possessed man in the office, and was calling themselves trying to cast the demon out. They said the demon-possessed man walked up and slapped the pastor and said, "You ain't got no authority over me. Nobody in this church lives holy. All y'all do is talk about money all the time." And then he went and destroyed the pastor's office and left. Ain't that something? I'm telling you, as a pastor, that made me check myself. I said, that's embarrassing for a man of God. You get slapped by a demon-possessed man, you're supposed to be able to cast them things out. Glory to God. The demon's supposed to submit to you. That's what the word says. I'm not afraid. I'm just checking myself. Let me see. What areas am I living unholy in so I can... So if a demon-possessed person comes in here, I don't get slapped in front of everybody. But it's just like a church I was at when I was in California. Woman was... she was mightily used in the deliverance ministry. I remember I saw her casting the demon out one time and scared the living daylights out of me. You remember that, honey? Yeah, when Trisha was just a baby back then, I told Taco, I said, get that baby out of here right now. I was so scared. Because, I mean, they had that demon sitting in the chair, and she told the demon, and this was a woman, she said, come out of her in the name of Jesus. That demon said, in a man's voice, no. I said, that is not a woman's voice. I said, that was an ugly voice, too. But she was telling us one time about this one woman that came in the church. And she kept going, and right in the middle of the pastor's message. And so the pastor said, sit down. And so she sat down, but you know the devil, even though he knows he's under authority, when he thinks that you're not paying attention, he'll act right back up. So she gets up again. So finally, she takes the woman aside and cast the spirit out of her. But then she was telling about another situation where the woman comes up and she's coming up for deliverance. And so several people go up there to try to help cast the devil out. And so she tells, the woman says, you're in adultery. Get away from me. the demons know what's going on. Mm-hmm. You're in unforgiveness. You get away from me. And then she says, she walks up to another woman and says, oh, you got a pure heart, and starts to hug her. And so my friend said she immediately snatched the woman away because this demon's now trying to get the only one pure one and destroy her. Mm-hmm. And they dealt with, and they brought deliverance to her, praise God. Mm-hmm. But see, those demons know who has authority over them. Praise God. Let me tell you just one more story. Because y'all like stories. and y'all need to know that this stuff is real. And I remember one time when we were having a Friday night intercessory prayer. And there was a guy who used to play the piano in the church. But one day, he just starts having our half night prayer or something like that, and he just starts rolling on the ground and screaming, they're trying to get me, they're trying to get me, they're trying to get me. So me and the pastor ran over to him. And so I asked him, I said, who's trying to get you? Three men, they're coming in white horses, they're coming to get me, they're coming to get me. So I immediately put my hands on his head. I said, I command you in the name of Jesus, loose this man, leave him alone. You no longer have any rights to him in the name of Jesus. He belongs to God now. I command you to go. I have authority over you in Jesus' name. And then he looked up. He opened his eyes and said, they're gone. They're gone. Praise God. They're gone.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. You can do that same thing. It doesn't take a pastor. It doesn't take a minister. All it takes, and I'm going to show you from Mark 16, all it takes is a believer. Turn with me to Mark 16. All it takes is a believer. How many believers do I have here?
Amen.
You don't have to be an evangelist. Well, everybody should be an evangelist in a sense. You should be winning people to Jesus. But you don't have to be a quote-unquote pulpit minister. All you have to be is a child of God. See, back in the old days, people were being won to Jesus by ordinary people like you. Amen. They wasn't being warned to Jesus by great, powerful pastors like myself. Oh, see the aura around me right now? Anyway. Mark 16. Begin at verse 15. This is Jesus. He said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. How many creatures are you supposed to preach to?
Oh.
All right. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Now look at this. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Who the signs follow?
The
believers. Thank you. In my name shall they cast out devils. Praise God. That's the first thing he says there. Who can cast out devils?
The believers.
Does it say apostle here? Does it say prophet? Evangelist? Pastor? Teacher? Creflo Dollar? TDJ? Kenneth Hagin? Derek Prince?
No.
Don't say any of those names, do it. It says, what does it say?
Believers.
Praise God. Doesn't say Kenneth Copeland here. Doesn't say PC Nelson. AB Simpson. Whoever your favorite preacher is. Doesn't say Joyce Meyer. It says believers, praise God.
Amen.
In my name, they shall cast out devils. You have authority over demons. we'll get ready to close out. Let me tell you one other quick story. My pastor in Japan told us one time he had some women that was in the church, and they were having some trouble with demons in their house. You know, the demons would come and bang on the walls and splop and stuff like that. And so he decided, okay, I'm going to go over there, and I'm going to show you how to deal with this one time. He said, after that, don't call me no more. Amen. Amen. So he commanded them to go, and they left. Now, I don't know whether the demons ever came back again or not, but they left that time. But the thing is that you don't have to call any other leaders. You can deal with it yourself, praise God.
Amen.
You got to stop being afraid. Now, of course, if you're new to this, I will drive all the way to your house, even if you live in Massachusetts, praise God. But I do not expect you to be calling me every single night after that. Once I do it, once I show you how to deal with it, you need to learn to deal with it on your own.
Amen.
Not only that, but you need to be helping others. Mm-hmm. It's time for Victoria's Word Christian Fellowship, the saints here, to stop being self-focused all the time. Amen.
Amen.
It's time for us to learn these truths and not only use them for our own benefit, but we are to take these truths and help other people with them. Praise God.
Amen.
There are a lot of people out there that are demon-possessed, that are dealing with devils, that don't know how to get the deliverance, and you have the secret to how to help them. And God has given you that secret because he wants you to help them. Praise God.
Amen.
So if you don't ever use it, you don't utilize what God has given you, then there's a lot of people that's going to miss out because of you. There are some people that only you can reach. There's some people within your sphere of influence that only you can help. You got to work on some boldness, baby. Sometimes when people become desperate, they'll try anything. And when they're ready to try anything, they come to you and they say, I need help badly. And then when you cast that demon out of them, then they're forever, many of them, not all of them, but many of them are forever grateful. Praise God.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, you learn this. We all start practicing this. You think we're growing? We will really grow. Praise God.
Amen.
We will see some growth in this church. Glory to God.
Amen.
Because people will know where they can get their deliverance from. Stand to your feet.
Amen.
Did you learn anything today?
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't worry, we're going to be teaching a lot more on this upcoming. This was just a preview to what we're going to be learning on the subject of deliverance. We're going to learn what the Bible says. We're going to learn how Jesus did it. How many of y'all want to learn from the master?
Amen.
Amen. I'm not the master, so, but Jesus is, and he's given us his instruction manual.
Amen.
And we're going to learn from the master. We're going to learn from our Lord and Savior, Jesus himself. And we're going to get out there, and we're going to start bringing the world to Christ. Glory to God.
Amen.
No more church growth through trying to get people from other churches to come to our church. No more of that foolishness.
Amen.
Our job here is to win the lost to Jesus, get them delivered, get them saved, get them set free, get them whole, and bring them into Christ.
Amen.
It's all about people, praise God.
Amen.
That's what Jesus died. That's who Jesus died for. He died for people. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Bow your heads, close your eyes.